Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'm laughing because my back hurts like hell. And if I say anything about it, I have listeners all over the country that will.
Man, you're just an old man. You know, you're just an old man. You know, sucks to be you, doesn't it?
But we're gonna lumbar through this program the best we can. So there's a bill in Texas. Oh, by the way, I guess I need to do the rules of engagement first. That's what pain medication does to you. It causes you to go like, where am I? So here are the rules of engagement for the Weekend with Michael Brown. First and foremost, you can text me anytime you want to. Anything I am talking about, things I'm not talking about that you wish I would talk about, things I'm talking about that you wish I wouldn't talk about. You're listening on the podcast. You're listening on an affiliate that plays the program, tape delayed or whatever, plays it tomorrow. We got lots of affiliates that do that. Anytime that you hear my voice, you're welcome to send me a text message. Just text your message to 33103, 33103, and start the text out with the word Michael. That's our keyword, Mike or Michael. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then, if you want to find an affiliate that carries the program in your area, you want to subscribe to the podcast, you want to see some of the stories we put up, you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, there's one simple website. It's an iHeart website, but we've made it easy to remember. And it is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. All right, now let's get to what I wanted to talk about. So there's a bill that just passed the Texas legislature, which I'm not sure, I haven't checked yet this morning, but I'm quite certain that Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas will probably sign the bill. It's actually about, I'm truly tired of talking about this, but because of a Texas Democrat state legislator that wrote a letter about why she voted for this bill, this is why I'm doing the topic today. Because I think she says things in a way from a point of view that I think everybody needs to hear. Anyway, the bill gives the Attorney General in Texas the ability to enforce a law that in essence bans gender modification on minors. So if you're under the age of 18, you cannot do this. In fact, it bans it, and that ban can be enforced. 19 Democrat amendments tried to water down this bill, but they failed during the Texas legislative session. The vote was mainly along party lines. It happened 2 days ago, May 11. 5 hours of debate, Senate Bill 14. It included multiple attempts by the Democrats, as I said, to try to water down this bill with different amendments. Now, here's what the bill does. It prohibits. It doesn't say, you know, in this case, it prohibits for child gender dysphoria, including surgeries that sterilize children, such as, you know, there are different ways to sterilize, but one of the main ways to sterilize is to take out someone's reproductive system. You remove the testicles, you remove the ovaries, you sterilize. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me that we would do that to a child, but that's what we do. It bans mastectomies, and it bans certain prescription drugs that induce temporary or even permanent infertility, like cross-sex hormones, or it prohibits removing any otherwise healthy or non-diseased body parts. And children that are currently on hormones in Texas for gender dysphoria would have to be weaned off the hormones according to the legislation. Now, that may cause some people to go, whoa, wait a minute, why aren't those children grandfathered in? Well, we'll get to the explanation of that in a second, but it's important to note that this bill is probably, best I can find from my research, the most far-reaching and extensive piece of legislation that says, look, we understand that kids have gender dysphoria. It's not a major problem. It's becoming a popular problem. It's becoming the cool thing to do. But actual legitimately diagnosed by a legitimate psychiatrist of a child having gender dysphoria is still a very, very minor problem in this country. It talks about how there is increasing evidence of adverse outcomes for gender dysphoria treatment that the medical profession is currently using. For example, the risks include the following. Bone demineralization. I mean, you talk about long-term effects of what this does for some kid when he's, you know, decides at the age of 12 that the boy wants to be a girl or vice versa, and you start him on all of these hormone treatments, and it actually includes bone demineralization. I mean, think about what that does to a kid when he turns 30, 40, or gets to be an old fart like me and is having back pain today. It causes abnormalities of brain and cardiovascular development. It can cause strokes, blood clots, chronic pain, infertility, incontinence. All of those are known to accompany those treatments, and those side effects are lifetime. They're permanent. Now, a couple of doctors that testified in the Texas legislature said that suicide and gender dysphoria are something that the literature, the medical literature, is getting very wrong at very early stages of this psychological issue. Democrat State Representative Tallarico called it the most dangerous bill being heard this session. Really? Because, well, he says the bill is going to discriminate against transgender youth, and it's going to force parents with gender dysphoric children to leave the state. No, I mean, it could. I mean, if you're so absolutely convinced that your 10 or 11-year-old child who is born with a penis shouldn't have the penis, or born with a vagina and shouldn't have the vagina, then you've got to seek psychological and psychiatric help for that child. You just can't go and start mutilating the child. Now, as much of a libertarian as I am, I don't find anything wrong with this piece of legislation. We had, I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan, although I know Hillary. I don't believe in it takes a village to raise a child. Children are raised by their parents. And the parents, even though I believe that the parents are the ultimate authority over those kids, over your child, not a school, not a doctor, not some, you know, phantasmic organization somewhere, but instead the parents are. But even though I believe the parents are the ultimate authority over their children under the age of 18, or whenever they become emancipated, there are still certain things that we don't allow children to do. We don't allow children, for example, now, I know this happens on farms all the time because I grew up in farm and ranch country, that kids as young as 10 or 11 may be driving a pickup truck somewhere if they're able to see over the steering wheel. But if they're old enough to be able to see, yeah, they drive across fields. They drive the section line roads. I know that. We prohibit children from smoking cigarettes. Now, I know that kids still sneak and find cigarettes somewhere, and we have kids that still start smoking at a young age, but we prohibit it. We say by law you cannot sell cigarettes to a minor. Same thing with drinking. because we know that they cannot exercise the kind of judgment they need to exercise to make those kinds of judgments. So how can a child who is 10, 11, 12, I don't care, 17 or 18 years old, because we know that the mind doesn't really fully develop until at least the age of 21 or 25, how can they possibly make a life-altering decision that says, yeah, I was born male, but I want to be female? Or actually, I guess more technically correct is, I was born male, and I would like to mutilate my body so that I appear to be a female, or vice versa. Because you're born male, and regardless of what you do to yourself, you're male for your entire life. Gender is binary. It is male and female. It is XX and is XY chromosomes. Now, I know that there is in the scientific literature, I know that there are the, you know, the XXY chromosomes, and there's a YYYYYX chromosome. I know there are all these iterations, but they are so exceptionally rare that generally speaking, you're born a male, you stay a male. Born female, you stay a female. This bill is an example of a group of legislators looking at a cultural phenomenon, which is all this transgenderism, and saying, you know what? We think this is wrong. We think that this is causing irreparable harm to these kids, and we're going to do something about it. A lot of people are outraged. They're out, of course, everybody's outraged today. But a lot of people are outraged about this legislation because they see it as an infringement on someone's freedoms. And you know my theory. My theory is you look at anything that a legislature does, you have to judge it. Does that expand freedom or does it limit freedom? And in this case, it clearly limits freedom. So you then have to look at, but for whom does it limit freedom? Oh, it limits freedom for children who can't otherwise make these decisions on their own and don't have the maturity to make these decisions on their own. Now, other states, and I don't want to say which ones because I think I've got them wrong, but it's either like Oregon or Washington or one of these wacko states up in the Northwest, have made it unlawful for parents to be able to intervene if their child goes to see, if a 12-year-old at school talks to a school counselor and the school counselor refers that 12-year-old to a physician and the physician starts hormone treatments, starts treating gender dysphoria, even recommends surgery, parents have no say in that whatsoever. So why is it that we have no problem? I have no problem. As a freedom-loving libertarian slash conservative, I have no problem whatsoever about limiting kids from smoking or drinking or driving or voting, any of the things that you and I consider absolute necessities of life. Well, maybe not smoking and drinking, but certainly voting and, in most places, driving. Because I think this is a decision, or this is a phenomenon that is being driven by pop culture, is being driven by the cabal, and is not something that is scientifically driven. But during COVID, pretty much did away with science anyway. So when we get back, I want to skim through, I want to read it in its entirety, but I want you to hear what this Democrat Texas legislator says about why she voted for the bill. That's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. That letter coming up next. Don't go away.
Poor Sam's was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The podcast, Silenced, The Radio Murders, explores the unsolved homicides of three disc jockeys in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood. It's an investigation that exposes corruption and drug trafficking, painting a portrait of Miami as a forward operating base for the CIA.
They were using their newfound freedom and the radio airwaves to ignite a revolution. That's when the killing started.
Listen to Silence, The Radio Murders, wherever you get your podcasts.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. We're talking about this piece of legislation in Texas that bans gender dysphoria surgery or treatments for any child under the age of 18 in the state of Texas. And I want to read to you parts of a letter that a Democrat state representative wrote about why she voted for the bill. But during the break, I looked at some of the text messages. And I think some of the text messages are it's a really interesting perspective of what this audience all across the Fruited Plain thinks about this. For example, let's go to Goober number 9798, who writes, Mike, my son's doctor did not want him to do a possible foot surgery until he was at least 18 because it was considered the best practice to be full grown. Also, up until the last few years, no plastic surgeon would have ever done a breast enhancement surgery for a female until she was at least 18 years old. Now these best medical practices are being thrown out the window. Why? Well, because we're all a bunch of lunatics right now. Google number 9056 writes, Michael, I can see a situation in the future where a teenager goes to a counselor and then gets referred to a physician for hormone therapy or surgery, and then the parents get a bill from the medical practice. Yeah, shocker. Hey, honey, we got a bill for $28,000 here from a plastic surgeon. What, who did what? Oh, Sally had her breast removed. Oh. Or Johnny had his penis removed. What? Gubernator 9823, Mike, it is my crazy state of Washington that made this law that parents cannot interfere with these these awful surgeries and chemical treatments for children. I think that those few text messages, while they're very few in number right now, I do think that they kind of generally describe what most rational humans think about this entire issue. But it's really fascinating to me how something that, if you go back, and I conflate time, so I couldn't tell you precisely, but I bet if you went back, let's say 18 months, a year and a half prior, maybe 2 years prior, this was not even on the radar. Now, I don't have access to it here in the studio, but at home I could probably do a LexisNexis search for transgenderism, search all news sources, and see the number of stories that pop up, say, over the past 24 months versus the number of stories that pop up for the 24-month period 24 months ago, 2 years ago. And it's probably almost zero versus thousands and thousands of them now. So it's like we've just gone off in this, we're on this escalator that suddenly it broke down but didn't stop. It broke down and sped up. And we just zoom. All of a sudden, this became the topic du jour that everybody, every little tomboy, every little tom girl, whatever you call tom girls, are suddenly like, oh my gosh, they got to go have surgery. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy what we're doing. So the state representative, Sean Theory, wrote this letter yesterday, on Friday, explaining why she voted for this. She says, as a nation, most adults have been united in at least one basic premise, that children deserve special protections and exceptional treatment under the law. Yeah, she's absolutely right. She goes on to say in the next paragraph that, by the way, she voted for this bill, and she's one of the very few Democrats that did. And I find it fascinating that is this a political issue? I mean, obviously it is because they voted on it in the Texas legislature. But is this something we should be discussing in the context of politics? How about this is something we should be discussing in the context of science and medicine, psychology, psychiatry? But no, we politicize everything in this country. Everything's a political topic now. I hate it. I truly hate it. But everything gets enshrouded in politics. And she says, in the United States, there is no universal policy, no standard of care on the appropriate age that cross-sex hormonal treatment should be administered to children experiencing gender dysphoria. In fact, there is significant divergence amongst both the medical and the scientific community. One of the key aspects of this debate is the use of drugs which delay a female child from menstruating or a biological child.
And paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-770-6539 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-770-6539 now. Again, 800-770-6539. That's 800-770-6539.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. 33103. Or you can go to michaelsaysgohere.com, where you can stream us live. You can follow me on social media. You can do everything at that one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So we're working our way through this letter from State Representative Sean Thierry, a Democrat in Texas, who was one of the few Democrats that voted to pass this legislation that is banning gender replacement or gender dysphoria surgeries, banning, you know, the mutilation of children, puberty blockers, et cetera. And she's outlining, as one of the rare Democrats that voted for this legislation, why she voted for it. And I wanted to share the letter with you, not because she's a Democrat, but because she methodically, logically, and reasonably outlines her reasons for voting for this ban. And it's like, oh my gosh, we have somebody that's doing some critical thinking. We have somebody that's doing some rational thought here. So I thought it was worth sharing. So I was just about to say, she gets to this point where she talks about this. It is only honest to admit and accept that very little is known about the long-term effects of prescribing, taking, and she GMRH analogs, those are called puberty blockers, and cross-sex hormones to children as young as 8, 9, and 10 years old, 10 years of age solely for the purpose of affirming gender dysphoria. What we do know is that these drugs can cause harm to a child's health, including early onset of osteoporosis, incontinence, increased risks of blood clots, stroke and heart attack, infertility, and sterility. Moreover, the decision to undergo body-altering surgery to remove healthy breast tissue in biological females or to remove male genitalia in biological males cannot be reversed. While these surgeries should happen after the age of 18, there is no such law codifying this in Texas without the passage of this legislation. So if you want to allow children over the age of 18 to do it, you need to pass this law, which bans it under the age of 18 and says over the age of 18, then you can do it. She says science has already proven that the frontal lobe section of children's brains are not fully developed under the age of 18. The data on teenage brain development has shown that because the prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobe, is responsible for decision-making, planning, and thinking about the consequences of action, teenagers, God, if you have teenagers, you know what I'm about to say is so true. This is, I mean, it's funny only in the sense that it's so true. The data on teenage brain development has shown that because the prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobe, is responsible for decision-making, planning, and thinking about the consequences of action, teenagers rely more on the amygdala part of the brain. This portion of their brain unduly influences their emotions, impulses, aggression, and instinctive behavior. Now, I want to add a footnote right here. The amygdala, that part of the brain, in modern society, is becoming ever and ever enlarged. And you know why? Because we live under a constant barrage of outrage, a constant barrage of just all of these emotional inputs. We've gone from one extreme, I'm not sure we were ever at this extreme, but we've gone from one extreme of being rational, reasonable, logical human beings to being solely emotional. And everything's driven by emotion. And so we're always outraged about something. We're always mad about something. Or we're bipolar, and we're either really depressed about something, or we're manic about something. She continues. For example, what are the long-term effects of administering the chemotherapy prostate cancer drug and the chemical castration drug known as Lupron to a child who is otherwise physically healthy, but who is experiencing gender dysphoria? There is no answer to that. She says this, just last year, the Food and Drug Administration added a warning to the drugs known as puberty blockers, indicated that there is a plausible association between puberty blocker use and pseudotumor cerebri. This condition occurs when the pressure inside the skull spontaneously increases. This can cause brain swelling, severe headaches, nausea, double vision, and even permanent vision loss, according to the Mayo Clinic. Earlier this year, the American College of Cardiology released a study finding that people with gender dysphoria and taking hormone replacements as part of gender affirmation therapy also face a substantially increased risk of serious cardiac events, including stroke, heart attack, and pulmonary estrogen or pulmonary embolism. There's also medical literature that children taking these drugs and long-term use of estrogen and testosterone may incur early onset of osteoporosis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and permanent damage such as infertility or sterility. That's the science. She says this. Several European countries have taken the lead in reverting to a more cautious approach on the use of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones in minors. Finland now recommends psychotherapy as the first line of treatment for gender dysphoric youth. We have to rely on the Finnish, on the Finns, to tell us that? It's amazing to me that we don't first recognize that gender dysphoria is inherently a psychological issue. So why wouldn't the first line of treatment be therapy? Which is what the Finns say. Listen, if your child has gender dysphoria, before you can even start thinking about surgery or puberty blockers or anything else, the first line of defense, the first method of treatment is psychotherapy. She says the topic of gender and body dysphoria in children is a complex issue that should require careful consideration, caution, and compassion. Sadly, and here's where this is my point about everything has become so politicized. Sadly, the discussion has become polarized and politicized. In fact, while many of my constituents encourage me to vote in favor of this legislation, hostile activists on social media platforms have made nasty political threats to influence my vote against the bill. The personal and even racist attacks on me as an African-American woman are neither productive or persuasive. It remains my legislative duty and my moral obligation to vote the conscience and core values of my constituency. I have done this today with an open heart and a clear mind. Good for her. Good for her. In Tennessee, let's go back. I want to go back to Florida. In Florida, in the Florida House, a video posted on social media showed a bunch of left-wing activists and a bunch of children tossing whitey-tighties from the legislative balcony onto the lawmakers below. It was their way of protesting a ban on gender child modification. One person was arrested in connection with that incident for disturbing the peace or unlawful assembly. Two of the juveniles were cited for trespassing, won't be allowed back at the Capitol for a year. In Tennessee, protesters, that included elected officials, disrupted a legislative session, remember the Tennessee Three? By chanting and shouting, we shut down the legislature. Kentucky State Police asked people to leave or be arrested as a mob of protesters chanted in Kentucky over lawmakers who wanted to override the governor's veto of a ban on child gender modification. 19 people were arrested on trespassing charges. We've taken what is suddenly a popular cause, the cause du jour, and we have politicized it to the point that we have once again forced people into their political corners for a non-political issue. Now, you may say, but Michael, you're being naive because it is a political issue because legislators are having to debate this to either ban or affirm, like Washington, where you can't stop a child from doing it, or Texas, where you can allow a child to do it. I could make an argument pretty easily that shows exactly how politically divided the country is. But I would rather make this argument. Those two extreme examples, the state of Washington and the state of Texas, show how nobody virtually nobody. I think this audience excluded. Nobody generally wants to sit down and have a rational, reasonable, logical discussion about this issue. Instead, we get hyped up. He goes back to our amygdala. We're all getting excited all over this stuff. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm trying to be rational about it. I'm trying to be rational about it because if we keep making public policy based on what the latest fad is, what the latest trend is, what the latest cause du jour is that some radical group on the left or the right is suddenly pushing, emotional-based public policy is the absolute worst public policy. You ready for some whiplash? Take climate change, for example. To have a rational discussion about climate change is virtually impossible. As I've always said, I'm a person who absolutely believes in climate change. I believe the climate, this earth, this living planet, this globe that we live on, is constantly changing. But it changes in ways that are truly imperceptible to us because we live on a short, generally, let's say 75, 85 year time span. But in reality, what we live in is a 24-hour time span. We don't recognize that if you stop and think, for example, I've been in Colorado for more than half my life. Grandparents settled here in the Dust Bowl. So I have been here long enough that I have seen the gradual seasonal changes. For example, we're going through a period right now that I recall was the same kind of weather, the weather patterns and everything were the same that we had about 20 or 30 years ago. But everyone looks at it today and says, oh my gosh, look, we've gotten so much rain. It's been so cool in May, but it was really unseasonably hot earlier, and we had a whole lot of snow. That has to be a sign of climate change. No. Well, it could be a sign of climate change, of the ongoing climate change. But we can't have those kinds of rational discussions because, and maybe I'm being irrational by saying this, but I sincerely believe it. And that is that people who think that if we don't, you know, ban the automobile, ban gas stoves, go to all electric, somehow rely on the sun and the wind to power everything that we need power for, that we're going to destroy the planet. We don't start eating bugs. If we don't, you know, let all the animals just roam wild. If we don't just, you know, in fact, we'd be better off if we just off the human race and leave the planet just to live on its own. Some people actually believe that. People who believe that, you can't have a rational discussion with them. But that's been driven by the cabal. That's been driven by this unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants that have decided that they are on this mission to fundamentally transform everything about this country. We've been too powerful. We've been too influential. We've been too game-changing in the world. We have shown that man can live in a free and open society, and the people who want control don't like that. And it's scary. It's absolutely scary. We're going to switch topics coming up in the next segment. And it'll carry over the top of the hour, but just going to give you the roadmap of where we're going. If you're not outraged, there I go. If you're not concerned, if you're not angry, if you're not really worried about what's going on at the southern border right now, maybe you're on some kind of painkiller that I need right now. Because that means you're not paying attention. Title 42 and the border crisis coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I have
have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching. His paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she was made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, to do all the social media stuff, get the podcast, stream us live, find an affiliate, whatever. michaelsaysgohere.com. The news this week, with the expiration of Title 42 at midnight on Thursday, has unleashed a torrent of illegal aliens at the southern border. It is mind-bogglingly amazing to me how this kind of invasion is allowing to occur, the ramifications of which are going to be something that we will have to deal with for a long, long time. A long time. Because what is happening is this. We are allowing people to come into this country, not from the triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, but from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, from China, from Yemen, from all over the world. People are literally flying out of communist China to get to Mexico so they can then walk across the border. Our major adversary in the entire world, I don't know, it doesn't make any difference to me, but that the Chinese Communist Party is one of the greatest threats to Americans, to America's survival. And we're allowing people from that country to come here illegally and cross the border and then just disappear into the hinterlands. And nobody really seems to care about it. I think what I find fascinating about it is the lack of willingness of the White House, of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, of the news media, of almost virtually everyone to talk about. Except there is one place that they're recognizing what it's going to do to them. And that's the black community in Chicago. There were massive protests in South Shore, Chicago, against these new illegal aliens arriving. One of their concerns? That these new arrivals will diminish the black vote. It's not me. It's these black leaders in South Chicago saying,
politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have. Yeah. Are you aware that there are immigrant advocates at state houses all over this country who are advocating for non-citizen voting in local elections? What if that happened here? That would change the mindset of what we as a black community needs to thrive here in Chicago. That's a concern of ours. This is much bigger than the mayor of Chicago or Chicago Police Department. This is an effort to destroy our neighborhoods and silence our voices even further.
Wow. South Side of Chicago, they're getting pissed off. Democrats, are you paying attention? I doubt it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
I'm Joe Sweeney. I founded the Acervo Project 6 years ago in response to the growing epidemic of human trafficking and child exploitation. This criminal enterprise has grown to over 40 million people a year being sold into slavery, engrossing over $100 billion in revenue generated. Classifying this as an epidemic is an understatement, and this is what we're doing. Our investigation teams and cyber analysts are tracking child predators every day to identify and locate them, sharing this information with law enforcement so they can make the arrest and prosecute and convict. We're making a difference, but we need your help. It's an overwhelming task, but what if your action today could help save more kids? The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Will you join the Acervo Project team? Donate $14 a month to protect the next at-risk 14-year-old. Visit theacervoproject.org to learn more and aid in Acervo's mission to protect kids. Educate them about sexual predators and support victim recovery. Pledge your $14 a month at theacervoproject.org. That's ASSERVO.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. So far, a fairly quiet day along the southern border. No reports of a larger surge of migrants crossing into the U.S. There is concern about that, though, given the expiration of Title 42, as well as the Biden administration's desire to start releasing illegal aliens from shelters with no court date for an immigration hearing. Town Hall's Julio Rosas on the border says that a federal judge has temporarily blocked the administration from carrying out such migrant releases.
If they're unable to release people without a court date, then they said so themselves that they're going to have a lot more overcrowding just because it takes time to process all these people.
The judge who put the hold on immigrant releases responded to a lawsuit that's been filed by the state of Florida. Former President Trump and Florida Governor DeSantis are sharing the spotlight, but not the stage. In Iowa today, both men visiting the leadoff GOP primary voting state.
DeSantis is set to wade into Iowa's hand-to-hand politicking at a congressman's annual picnic and an Iowa Republican Party fundraiser, while Trump hopes to show strength with an outdoor rally with supporters. Although the two men will be hours away from each other, the split-screen moment in Iowa is a first for the two national Republican powerhouses, and it comes as DeSantis is widely expected to launch his 2024 presidential campaign soon. Ken Lorman reporting.
The White House is accused of telling lies about the Republican plan for raising the debt ceiling while reining in out-of-control federal spending.
They're spreading those lies about House Republicans' bill because they don't have their own proposal beyond simply capitulate and raise the debt ceiling irresponsibly at a time when we're still running record-high deficits.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Townhall.com.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Israel's military and Palestinian terrorists have exchanged salvos of military fire, Islamic Jihad launching over 1,000 rockets, and the Israeli military responding by pounding the Gaza Strip over the past 4 days.
By dawn, sirens warning of incoming rocket fire were again sounding in Israeli towns close to the Gaza Strip, and Israel's military said it was carrying out airstrikes against Islamic Jihad targets, including rocket launch sites and the command post of one of the remaining local leaders of the militant group. Earlier, there had been a few hours of relative quiet after Egypt, which is acting as a mediator, presented its latest ceasefire proposal. The UN has raised concern about the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. The Pakistani army says a raid on terrorist targets in southwest Pakistan in response to an earlier attack on soldiers left 7 troops, 6 terrorists, and 1 civilian dead. News and analysis, townhall.com. Pro-life women listed as a potential threat in a Biden administration violence prevention training guide.
Days after President Biden took office, the Department of Homeland Security included pro-life mothers as potential radicalization suspects and a violence prevention training guide. DHS's Office of Terrorism and Violence included profiles of various domestic extremists, which included a middle-aged pro-life advocate. The document was obtained by American First Legal. In 2021, Attorney General Merrick Garland called for the FBI to investigate parents as potential domestic terrorists following complaints by the National School Boards Association. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky in Rome has been meeting with Italian leaders and will meet with Pope Francis. The Pope has previously said the Vatican launched a behind-the-scenes initiative to try to end the war in Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. Pretty simple. First, you want to text me anytime, whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, whatever. You can text your message to 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. So just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I read the text messages all the time. That text line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And always curious what you think about what we're talking about, topics you'd like to hear discussed, questions you have. It's pretty much an Ask Michael Anything. It's an AMA, so whatever you want to do on the text line is fine. You can go to this website where you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can download the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can find a local affiliate, what time they carry the program. Anything and everything, Michael's merch, everything is on this website. One-stop shop, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Go check it out right now. So let's talk about what's happening in our very midst right now that seemingly it's kind of reached a tipping point. A tipping point where is that soundbite that I played in the last hour, the last segment, really is an indication that things are out of control. This is a group of black political activists on the South Shore, South Side of Chicago, expressing their concern about what's happening.
Politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have. Yeah. Are you aware that there are immigrant advocates at state houses all over this country who are advocating for non-citizen voting in local elections? What if that happened here? That would change the mindset of what we as a black community need to thrive here in Chicago. That's a concern of ours. This is much bigger than the mayor of Chicago or Chicago Police Department. This is an effort to destroy our neighborhoods and silence our voices even further.
Wow. They must be racist. Yeah, they must be a bunch of black supremacists, a bunch of black racists. But indeed, they're not. They're concerned about the dilution of voting rights by illegal aliens that come to this country, and in many states are offered the option to vote in municipal or other elections. Non-citizens. Can you imagine going to France or Sweden or anywhere? And, hey, you know what? Hey, I just happen to be here. the cruise ship just happened to stop in Copenhagen. And so I thought maybe I'd get off the boat today and go vote in this election. Yeah. They'd laugh your ass right out of the voting, out of the polling place, as they well should. Why is it that this topic, illegal aliens, is so out of control right now? I think it's deliberate. I think it's on purpose. I think it's because we have an administration that truly believes in open borders. They've taken the idea that America is a shining city on a hill, that we're the beacon of freedom, the beacon of prosperity. People come here to fulfill their dreams. And rather than having a system of immigration that is based on people who are willing to come here, who have their own visible means of support, who have a family structure in place, or they're bringing their entire family with them. They're coming because they have specialized skills, manual or intellectual or other. So they get an H-1B visa. But we used to have a system that's kind of what was based on. This is a sovereign territory. And then we have borders. And those borders are intended so that the citizens and the people that we allow to come here, because they meet the requirements to be here, that's all just disappeared. It has literally disappeared. And the President of the United States of America is literally silent. Not that he have much that would be, you know, coherent to say anyway, but nonetheless, he's silent on the subject. I find it bizarrely fascinating. I have to admit that I'm kind of rubbernecking on this subject. And I'm rubbernecking in this regard. As I told my local audience on Friday, I specifically watched the news Thursday night and then again Friday night, the network news, which I usually do. I try to flip through the different networks to see what they're doing because I'm always interested in what the cabal wants to feed the masses. What was going on with Title 42 was, well, that was second or third topic. In the A block, they may have gotten to it for maybe 90 seconds. But the visuals they showed told everything. One, for example, which was not on one of the networks, but I think was on one of the either MSNBC or CNN, showed the border crossing at Tijuana. The border crossing at Tijuana between this country and Mexico is the busiest border crossing in the entire world. Traffic lane upon traffic lane, both directions. Walkways, both directions. And as the drone footage was being taken by this news organization, I forget which one it was, the sea of humanity and cars was just overwhelming. Now, the cars I take is the general traffic that goes between Tijuana and this country. Because there's a lot of traffic going back and forth between at that port of entry. And then the foot traffic, it seemed, because I've been to this border crossing numerous times when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, and it usually is very, very crowded, foot traffic and vehicle traffic. So I watched that footage as they were describing the end of Title 42 coming about. But then they panned out. They kind of flew the drone up, and they panned out over the hills. And I swear it looked like an anthill. Because they didn't zoom in. So all you could see were the vague outlines of these bodies of human beings scurrying up and down the hills, following trails, doing everything, every which way, just a mass sea of humanity trying to get well, not trying, of coming into this country. Completely unabated. No restrictions whatsoever. It is a catastrophe. A true catastrophe. Last week, 2 days before Title 42, maybe you don't know what Title 42 is. Title 42 is a COVID-era policy that restricted people coming into this country because of the national emergency of COVID. Well, it had the effect of restricting people from getting into the country. That expired midnight Thursday. That reverted everything back to Title VIII. Title VIII is a requirement that every person receive a notice to appear or a court order telling them to appear if they're seeking asylum. Now, remember, we've kind of gone from, and this is why the, you notice there's been a very subtle change. A subtle change from the use of the word illegal alien, and then it was illegal, you know, persons, and then it just became, you know, undocumented immigrants, and then it became migrants. Migrants? So I think of migrants as people who are seeking asylum. So you mean to tell me that all these people are seeking asylum? Well, that's what they were doing, because under Title 42, you seek asylum, even during COVID, you had to seek asylum in order to get into the country. That disappears. Now you go to Title 8. Now to get asylum, you have to have a court date or a notice to appear, an NTA, for a certain date. But the system is so overwhelmed that two things are happening. The majority, my guesstimate is 90% or more, are getting no notice to appear at a court hearing at any time. And those who are getting a notice to appear are getting one that is 3, 4, 5, sometimes even 10 years off. Raise your hand if you think they're actually going to show up. That's what I thought. I don't see any hands at all. Oh, you back there in the back has your hand up? What are you doing, scratching? This is not an auction. Put your hand down. Tuesday, 2 days before the expiration, there were more than 10,000 illegal alien apprehensions. El Paso and other border cities have declared emergency. But other cities, oh yeah, New York, Chicago, far away, Denver, right here in little old Denver, Colorado, the mayor has declared them an emergency because there's too many illegal aliens coming into the city. They can't afford it anymore. So all of these cities who proudly proclaim that we are sanctuary cities, bring your tired, your poor, your huddled masses to us, and we'll take care of them, we'll put them in shelters, and we'll feed them and clothe them and give them Biden phones, and we'll do everything for them. Suddenly you're saying, oh, wait a minute. Nope, we don't want it. 10,000s. Actually, let me rephrase that. 100,000s from all over the world are sitting on the border in Mexico, just waiting their turn to just walk in or to swim across. It is an abject failure of the immigration system. And the silence from Washington, the silence from the White House is absolutely deafening. The Biden administration has tried to minimize this catastrophe, this humanitarian crisis at the border. They've truly tried to minimize the collapse of their immigration policy, just hoping that we won't notice. The one network that has consistently, in my opinion, objectively reported on what's going on. I want to phrase this very carefully. The one network that has reported accurately and objectively about what's going on at the border, reported that, has been Fox News. One reporter in particular, Bill Malusian, has been down there for 5 years. He goes to the places that the other reporters don't go to. He goes to the places where the Border Patrol hasn't had a chance to clean up the mess. And he shows you the chaos that's going on. The Border Patrol, the United States Army, are completely overwhelmed. There is no control at the border whatsoever. Now, I think it's important, as I do on most topics, how do we get to this point? Because you might remember that the Democrats in the 2020 election campaigned against the Trump administration's immigration policies, Title 42, because they were cruel. They were inhumane. So the minute Biden took office, he ended all the Trump-era policies like the one that was Remain in Mexico. You're seeking asylum? Now, let me tell you about the Remain in Mexico policy. Everybody lauds Donald Trump for it because it says if you seek asylum in this country, his executive order said, if you're seeking asylum in this country, you have to wait in Mexico. But guess what the law said before that? Do you know? You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. What did the law actually say before Title 42? That and more is next. I'll be right back.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-770-6539 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-770-6539 now. Again, 800-770-6539. That's 800-770-6539.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Title 42. So everybody talks about Title 42 and how great that was that Trump had that because of COVID, but also because he had the Remain in Mexico policy. And everybody stands and applauds and says, hallelujah, we've got the Remain in Mexico policy. So that if you were coming here seeking asylum from persecution, political persecution, or your life was literally in danger, the government was going to kill you if you didn't, if they found you. American law says, and it still says to this day, that if you seek asylum in this country, you must first seek asylum in the first country you get to. So if you first get to, so let's say you're truly trying to escape communism in China. And so you figure out a roundabout way, because I don't want to put too many caveats in here, but let's just say you're trying to escape communism in China. So you board a plane in Beijing or Shanghai or where, I don't care. You board a plane in China, and that plane lands in Santiago, Chile. Well, that's where you seek American asylum, because that's the first country you land in. What's happening instead is this. People from China are flying to Santiago, or they're flying to Mexico City. So Mexico should be the place from which they apply for asylum to the United States. Now, why do we have a law like that? Because we don't want people going all over the world or coming here and applying for asylum once you get here. Because, again, we're trying to keep that at bay. Because everybody, if we had an asylum policy that just said, hey, if you're seeking asylum in this country, just come on in. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in every asshole country would save up until they got enough money to get an airplane ticket on some puddle jumper from God knows where to get to anywhere. And then they would fly into LAX. They'd fly into JFK. They'd fly into Denver International. They'd fly into wherever and then say, hey, I'm here. Can I have asylum? And you know we wouldn't turn them back. So regardless of whether they were appropriate for asylum, regardless of whether they were self-sufficient or not, we'd be stuck with those people. So when people tell me about how great Trump's policy of remain in Mexico was, I kind of scratch my head because it's like, well, wait a minute. The law before that, which is still in the books, is actually the best law. If you want asylum in this country, seek asylum from the first place that you escape from. Two, if you escape from China and you make it to Quito, Ecuador, or you make it to Vancouver, Canada, that's where you seek asylum. Because that puts the risk on the individual and not on the American taxpayers. What we're doing today is we're putting every risk on the American taxpayer. Every risk is being assumed by us. So let's go back to this mass that is accumulating and just willy-nilly crossing the border. You want to know how bad it is? Stay tuned. Who do you care more about? A homeless American veteran? Or some 20-something just trying to get out of Venezuela to just come here and get a free phone? Really, who do you care more about? That story's coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Joe Sweeney. I founded the Acervo Project 6 years ago in response to the growing epidemic of human trafficking and child exploitation. This criminal enterprise has grown to over 40 million people a year being sold into slavery, engrossing over $100 billion in revenue generated. Classifying this as an epidemic is an understatement, and this is what we're doing. Our investigation teams and cyber analysts are tracking child predators every day to identify and locate them, sharing this information with law enforcement so they can make the arrest and prosecute and convict. We're making a difference, but we need your help. It's an overwhelming task, but what if your action today could help save more kids? The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Will you join the Acervo Project team? Donate $14 a month to protect the next at-risk 14-year-old. Visit theacervoproject.org to learn more and aid in Acervo's mission to protect kids. Educate them about sexual predators and support victim recovery. Pledge your $14 a month at theacervoproject.org. That's ASSERVO.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. You can text me anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I read every single text message. I may not reply to all of them, but I read every single one. And you can also go to this website where you can follow me on all the social media platforms. You can stream the podcast. You can get the podcast, buy merchandise, everything at one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You can find your local affiliate there, too, michaelsaysgohere.com. So all of this that's occurring right now is, in my opinion, deliberate. The signal has, it's like the bat sign, the bat signal has gone out to illegal immigrants that our borders are essentially open, wide open. If you enter the United States and claim asylum, the chances are extraordinary that you're going to be admitted with some future date for an asylum tribunal that you will never have to show up for. You'll just never have to show up. They're not going to issue a warrant. They're not going to come looking for you. They have such an overwhelmed docket that the administrative law judges are going to walk into a courtroom on, let's just say, on Monday, May 15th. And they're going to have a stack that is 3 feet high of notices to appear. And they're just going to start reading names off. And nobody's going to, you know, they might find 1 in 1,000 that are actually there trying to do it the right way. And the other 999, they know that they will never get a bench warrant. They'll never get a summons. They'll never have anybody come look for them because the system has been overwhelmed, which is precisely what progressive Democrats want to do. It's the Cloward-Piven strategy. And now that Title 42 has expired, now the administration is trying to make it look like it's orderly. But it's not. It's not orderly at all. The former Director of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement for Barack Obama says that the majority of people that are arriving at the border are going to be released for years. And that in and of itself is a draw for more people to keep coming.
Joining us right now is John Sandwick. He is the former acting director for Immigration and Customs Enforcement and former acting general counsel to the Department of Homeland Security. John, thanks for being here. So we were hearing from Priscilla Alvarez there, as well as Rosa Flores on right along the border. And what Rosa's seeing there so far, John, is smaller crowds today on the other side of the border of people waiting to try to cross over and come in. Then we saw even just yesterday. Do you see that as a sign of success in these early hours? Or when do you think you'll have a good sense of whether the Biden administration and federal officials have a handle in this post-Title 42 era?
Now, let's pause. I know you can't see this audio clip that I'm playing. But CNN says, oh, but the numbers are down. And then CNN cuts while the anchor is talking and waiting to interview this former ICE director. They cut to video of one tiny little spot on the southern border where there's one giant bus. You know what? You see these giant tourist bus? It's a big white bus like that. It must hold, I don't know, 60, 80, 100 people. And it's parked at a hole in the border wall. There are a couple of law enforcement border patrol agent vehicles parked around it, and there's nobody to be seen. So they are subliminally trying to reinforce the idea that the numbers are down, but that is factually incorrect. But that's how they deliver the news. I'm sorry, that's how they deliver the propaganda.
Well, I think they have to be thrilled with the images we're seeing now, right? That said, I'm not terribly surprised. Remember, the Biden strategy was kind of a carrot and stick approach. We'll create these alternative pathways, the CBP One app, where you can schedule an appointment. We'll open the migrant processing centers, which are not yet open, but hopefully will be soon. But in exchange, if you show up unlawfully, you're going to be subject to a much harsher asylum rule that's going to make it very difficult, if not impossible, for you to get asylum in the United States.
Now, what he just said is factually correct. That's called Title 8 that I described earlier. But the problem is exactly the same as with Title 42. And that is that there are so many that, number one, most of these people coming across the border right now are not getting the notice to appear. They're not being handed a piece of paper or a document or anything else that says you have to appear, let's say, on, you know, whatever June 1st is. You have to appear on June 1st, 2023 at this courthouse in El Paso, Texas, or Austin, Texas, or wherever it might be. You have to appear and make your case for asylum. 99.999% of the people are not getting these. So it's great to talk about, oh man, this is even tougher. We're going to make it even harder now. So that'll force them to do it the right way. What bull crap. I mean, utter bull crap. But this is the propaganda that the cabal is feeding everybody.
They message that very hard. It seems to be successful. I think what happened is they created a fear in the migrant populations that were sitting in Mexico waiting for the end of Title 42 that they actually need to come now. That if they don't come now, they'll be subjected to this harsher asylum rule. This is exactly what the administration wanted, to try to lower the numbers, especially between the ports, and push people to these orderly pathways. So for the moment, I think they absolutely have to be thrilled. I think the question will be, does this hold for the next few days? And at what point, I think, does the American public start wondering, how does this all end?
Yeah, how does it end? He is such a good propagandist. And he's right. Because what Biden has done is he has forced them into these narrow pathways, both physically, literally, and metaphorically, where they have to go. That means if you're looking for people literally swimming across the Rio Grande, you're probably not going to find that right now. Because there's no need to do it. Because they've been told if you go to these particular pathways, if you go to these particular ports of entry that are temporarily set up, which, by the way, he admits most of them aren't really set up yet. But if you go to these particular designated areas or these so-called pathways, well, you can come through, get your notice to appear. So they're all trying to rush into it right now. Now, this particular soundbite was from earlier this morning. What he is lying about are the numbers that are occurring all across the border. Not just in these particular pathways. It's happening everywhere. All over the place. It is so bad. Here's NBC's Savannah Guthrie talking to Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It's a pretty, well, listen for yourself. Make your own judgment.
Let us not sugarcoat this. And already you have a record number of crossings exceeding your own internal estimates. You have severely overcrowded detention facilities already. The president himself acknowledged this week it's going to be chaotic for a while. That's his word, not mine. My question to you is why? You have had 2 years to prepare for this. Why do we have this chaos and confusion at the border?
See, isn't it interesting? Let me pause it. So, Obama's former ICE director, everything's copacetic. Look, numbers are down. Everything's cool. In fact, you're showing the visuals. Doesn't look like very many people. You go over to NBC, which has a little more credibility than CNN. Not much, but a little bit. And Savannah Guthrie's like, wait a minute. These numbers are outrageous. You've had 2 years to prepare for this. These distribution centers aren't even open. It's total chaos. The president's own words, it's chaotic at the border right now. What the hell are you doing?
The answer is very, very clear. We are operating within the constraints of a broken immigration system.
Let's blame it on Congress. You know what? The immigration system, here's the dirty little truth. The immigration system itself, the laws are not broken. The laws are the laws, and if the laws were applied, we would have a fair, legal, orderly immigration system. We would. But you can't enforce the law when you don't have the personnel to create either a virtual or a real border on the southern border. When this administration comes in and they actually tear down parts of the wall that Trump was building, and then the other parts, you don't enforce those borders. You just leave them wide open. Nobody there to patrol it. Nobody to stop them. Or even if you do have a Customs and Border agent there that is supposed to stop them, they've been instructed not to stop them, that once they get across and they get their foot on American soil, you get them to an area where they can go elsewhere. So when he says, this drives me absolutely crazy, crazy. When he says, oh, it's a fault of Congress. Congress hasn't done its job. The laws are on the book. You need to enforce the law. Why aren't you doing it?
And those undisputed facts that we do have a broken immigration.
Constraints of a broken immigration system.
Given those undisputed facts that we do have a broken immigration system, why not delay the expiration of Title 42 until you are ready to handle it? One aspect of the plan are these regional processing centers where migrants could go not right at our borders but be processed. That's the plan, but not one has been built yet. Okay, it's been 2 years. The original lifting deadline for Title 42 is actually a year ago. So why isn't that construction already underway? Why isn't this plan further along when you've known for 2 years this is coming? You say the border is not open, but there is a subset of people who are being released into this country with no court date and no way to track them. I mean, that sounds like the border is open for some. Does the president bear some responsibility for the surge we're seeing right now? I want to play you a piece of something he said during the campaign again back in 2019. Take a listen.
All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Mr. Secretary, they came. They're sitting outside along our border right now. It is cold at night. It is sizzling hot during the day. There is dust. There are children. They came. Did that messaging encourage people to make this crossing?
Pretty darn good questioning, for which he had no solid answers. No solid answers whatsoever. When a judge said, a judge in Florida, said that your proposal to lift Title 42 and it expires, but I'm not going to allow you to start using Title 8,
your reaction to something that's happened overnight, a Florida judge blocked the emergency program, you know, as parole with conditions, which would have allowed some migrants arriving at the U.S. southern border to enter the country for a limited amount of time while they await processing. Can you tell us what sort of impact will that decision have, and will the administration be appealing?
Very harmful ruling. Attacking a practice that prior administrations have used. It's not new. But let me share with you what happens. First of all, the majority of individuals will be removed.
The majority of individuals will be removed. That is a bald-faced lie. The majority of individuals entering this country illegally now, they're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. There's nothing wrong about that terminology. Migrants is an entirely different kind of word. These are illegal aliens. And they are crossing our border and invading this country. And yes, we can blame every administration going back as far as you want to go. But there is a legal immigration system. It boils down to, we don't enforce it. Nobody has. My old boss didn't enforce it. Bill Clinton didn't enforce it. George H.W. Bush didn't enforce it. Reagan barely enforced it. And even he capitulated to Democrats' demands for doing political exchanges, and he got screwed on it. Totally got screwed on it. And now we're reaping the whirlwind that we have sown for decades, absolute decades. And the administration that is doing it is the administration that is kowtowing to the big corporations that want to hire workers at low wages. They're doing it at the behest of all the NGOs that want to keep getting all of the welfare money from the federal government to use in their charitable organizations so they can keep paying their salaries and they can stay in business helping people that don't otherwise have jobs that stay on the social welfare system. This is gigantic money laundering, and this is a gigantic human trafficking program that's going on right now in this country. And what they're doing and the way they're doing it, the New York Post has a story. Homeless vets, people who have served our country in the military, are being booted out of New York hotels to make room for illegal aliens. That story's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-770-6539 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-770-6539 now. Again, 800-770-6539. That's 800-770-6539.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Homeless vets, nearly two dozen struggling homeless veterans, this is according to the New York Post, had been booted from upstate hotels to make room for illegal aliens, according to a nonprofit group that works with the vets. The ex-military, including a 24-year-old man in desperate need of help after serving in Afghanistan, were told by the hotels at the beginning of the week that their temporary housing was getting pulled out from under them at these establishments, and that they had to move on to another spot in order to make room for illegal aliens coming from foreign countries. Now, if that doesn't piss you off, I guess you just don't care about people who served our country, who put their lives at risk, and who are now homeless. And they're homeless because they've been kicked out of the shelters that they were staying in to make room for a bunch of 20-somethings that are coming from Venezuela or Haiti or Cuba or China or Chile or Yemen or Saudi Arabia or wherever the hell they're coming from, because I don't care where they're coming from. And we're going to kick veterans out to make room for them? There's something horribly wrong with this country. Something horribly wrong. And the fact that a story like this in the venerable old New York Post, the oldest newspaper in the country, I think, doesn't get reported nationally? That people don't go and dig into the details? Okay, where did these homeless veterans go? Did anybody take care of them? Or did we just kick them out solely because Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, needed to move because he's now under strain? Oh, I've got too many illegal aliens coming to New York City. I got to move them up to Westchester County. I got to move them somewhere else. I got to move them up to Rockland. Oh my God! Absolute nuts! What we're doing to ourselves? An invasion? Nobody cares. Well, except you and me. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10. and the Dynavite's a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.